Now, more with the coach, Carl DeMasi, on ESPN 104.3 WSEG.
And I'm Carl DeMasi, and welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, WSEG Sports Talk Savannah. It's a Saturday morning. What better way than to talk to two local guys that have done something special and have represented the SAV proud? I just got off the phone with Edwin Bailey, live phone chat, former Wolverine, Tompkins High School, South Carolina State, Seattle Seahawk, telling us about his experience, and of course, picking the Atlanta Falcons. But, you know, I watched this young man play. I mean, I never watched Edwin Bailey play because I was the same age, and I was up in New York. He was down here. He goes to Seattle. I never knew I'd run into somebody like that. But I got to watch this kid play at Calvary Day School. And you know what? I root for all schools. If a school makes it to the state championship or makes it to the state playoffs or a kid from that school goes on, you got to love it. You got to watch these kids. And, I mean, this kid was something special in high school. He was a man playing amongst boys. And, of course, he had all the recruiters coming after him, Georgia, Clemson, you name it. They wanted him. Little family blood with Herschel Walker and mom. And, you know, he great athlete. And he chose the Clemson Tigers. And I think a lot of people were shocked about that, but I wasn't. He was going to go where he felt he had the best chance of playing. And he's a redshirt. He's going to be a redshirt junior next year. He had a lot of playing time on special teams. He played in the Bama Buster, okay, and that's right, the Bama Buster, the big headlines on USA Today Sports a couple of weeks ago, and they sure did bust Alabama's bubble, and he was a part of it on the special teams. He usually played a lot on the short yardage and took Leggett, the starting tight end's position, to give him a little blow, but I'm telling you right now, he's got some bling coming, and he's a national champion on a Division I level for the Clemson Tigers, and that's, of course, our Withington Chiropractic Clinic athlete who's joining us on the ESPN Radio Cricket Wireless Hotline. Cricket Wireless makes it something to smile about, and that's no better way than to meet the former Cali Day School football star, Mylon Richards. Mylon Richard. Mylon, I appreciate it. Great job. Congratulations. And I'm probably as excited as you are, but you're probably a little more excited.
Well, thank you. I mean, thank y'all for having me on. It's great. Anytime I can do this and talk to the people back in Savannah, man, I appreciate all the support from the city. It really means a lot.
Well, you know, you're something special. You're a local kid, gone on to do something really good, and to be part of a national championship team. I got to research that. How many guys from Savannah, Georgia have been on a national championship team? That's really what I got to find out. I mean, national championship, I know I'm not blowing my bubble here, people, but another young man from Calvary Day School, Mylon can attest to this, won a Division II national championship ring at Valdosta State, and it's Dom DeMasi. So, you know, I'm getting to live both worlds. I live it through my kid. I live it through people's children. Just something special, Mylon. And two kids from the same school, that's got to be pretty special.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, Dom was there when I was at Calvary. I think I was a freshman or sophomore, maybe his senior year. And so those guys really blazed the trail for me at Calvary. I mean, they kind of set the standard of how supposed to be done. And then it was easy my senior year because they had already set that path for us to follow.
And you had a good group to follow, and you set the example when you were a senior for the rest of you. And Calvary Day School football has been on the map, on the radar, in state playoffs. But, all right, let's get back to Mylon Richard, okay? Redshirt sophomore year. You're going to be a redshirt junior next year. You've played on the special teams. Tell the kids or the football players that are waiting for National Signing Day on Wednesday, February 1st, what it was like, what that recruiting process was like, and why Clemson Tigers?
For me, the recruiting process was fun. I mean, I enjoyed going all over the country and visiting schools and having coaches come down and see me. And it was fun until about the last 2 weeks where I really had to make a decision and figure out where I was going to go. And then it got kind of stressful. And it was emotional, man, because the way that my ties are to Georgia and everything. So it was hard at the end, but I just felt that Clemson was right for me, and it ended up being a great decision for me, and I couldn't be happier.
Now, you know, let people know about the ties, and you're not blowing your old bubble here, buddy, because I know you're as humble as can be, but there's a couple of ties there. Probably the greatest running back, I think, in college football and in pro football, or one of the best in pro football, Herschel Walker. So tell people about those ties.
Right. Well, I mean, my uncle obviously played there. You just said it. And my mom was the first to get a track scholarship for Georgia. So those ties are deep, man. I mean, I grew up running around with Coach Rick's kids in Athens and things like that. So it was all really set up for me to go there, honestly.
All right. So what made you go become a Clemson Tiger? Was it Dabo Swinney? You know, everybody knows about Dabo now.
Yeah, Coach Swinney played a huge part. I mean, he's so energetic, and what you see on TV is exactly what you get behind closed doors. But really, it was Coach Sweeney and just the aspects of the program. I mean, he preaches family to the core, and that was something that I was huge on, being an only child. My parents are everything to me. I mean, I'm blessed with two great parents. And then Coach Morris was here. He was the offensive coordinator, and our offense, I felt, was similar to what we did at Calvary. And so I thought that I would transition well into the offense. And so those really were my two big reasons, just Coach Sweeney and the values of his program and the type of offense that we are in here at Clemson.
And I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3. And we're on the Cricket Wireless Hotline. Cricket Wireless is something to smile about. And I'm talking to a local guy, Calvary Day School, now a Clemson Tiger. Got a little championship ring coming. Mylon Richard. And all right, well, tell us about the experience of college football. People, you know, we've done this before, and we've told the kids and people about your regime, your regiment. Tell everybody what goes on in a high school, in a college football player's day.
Really, during the season, it's busy. I mean, during the off season, it's a little bit more relaxed. But during the season, we're getting up and we're going early. I mean, probably 8 o'clock every day with class and treatment of some sort. And we practice in the afternoon. So usually we're at the stadium around 2, and then it's just kind of until you want to leave the facility after practice. But it's fun. I mean, it's enjoyable playing all over the country. It's definitely a blessing just being able to play in some great venues. I mean, I played in a couple NFL stadiums and played in Boston and things like that. So it's fun traveling around the world with a group of guys that you love doing what you love to do.
All right. Well, now 2 years at Clemson, 2 years, two national championship game. This one, tell us about the experience of playing in a national championship college football game and with the new playoff system.
I love the playoff system. I mean, I don't think they always get it right, but I think it's a great experience of just letting the teams decide who's the best. But last year, you know, I think we're a little bit wide-eyed where we were, and we were a little bit unsure about, you know, where we were going as far as the national championship game. And you look at Alabama, and they had been there and done that. And this year, I think we were well prepared. We knew what we were walking into. We knew what the game was about. We knew what the experience was about, and we knew what the playoff was about and all that. So we were just more prepared for the whole situation as a whole this year, and I think it helped us in our preparation.
Well, Mylon, I'm going to be honest with you. Like a lot of people, when I fell asleep, and I fell asleep, I didn't shut the TV off, I fell asleep, it was 24-21 Alabama, and of course, you guys won with 1 second on the clock. Relive the rest of that game for me, because I wasn't up to watch it, but I watched the highlights afterwards. So tell us about the last 7 minutes of that football game on National Championship night.
Really, we were just going back and forth. I mean, we scored, our defense went back out, and we got a stop, and then we ended up getting the ball back, and they scored, and we got the ball back with, I think, a minute and something left. And we were so confident, because if you look all year, game by game, we're always scoring right before the half in a two-minute situation, or we're going down there to get a field goal right before the half. And so we got the ball back with a minute and something left, and we were like, guys, look, this is what we've done all year. So we had all the confidence in the world to go down the field and score, and Mike Williams made some big plays. Jordan Leggett made a great catch, and then you got the one to the end. I mean, Deshaun to Renfro in the end zone for the game winner. So a great drive. Great coaching staff, everybody all together, just pulled it together for us to have a great team win.
All right. I'm talking to Mylon Richards, Calvary Day School, former Calvary Day School football player, Clemson Tiger, national championship football player on the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, the Weatherton Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week on Cricket Wireless Hotline. All right. What is that play called? Because I'm telling you, I'm an old ball coach, head football coach. It was my favorite play. You put the ball on the left hash. You put two receivers, trips to one side. They run sort of like a post slant pattern, and the inside receiver comes off the back of them. What's that play called for you guys?
It's a rollout to the right. I mean, so really we're kind of putting it in Deshaun's hands. We're letting him decide if he wants to run it in or he can throw it. But really it's just a little pick play. And trying to get Renfro free to the corner, and it's exactly how it played out. So we knew that they were going to be in man coverage inside the goal line, and so they were in what we thought they were going to be. Had a good play call, and it worked out, man.
Sure did. What was it like playing for someone like Deshaun? I mean, the guy is unbelievable.
Deshaun's great. I mean, he's a great kid, and again, he's kind of like Coach Sweeney. What you see on TV is really what you get behind closed doors. I mean, he's a hard worker, and he's quiet. He's humble about his business. But I've known Deshaun since high school. he hadn't really changed at all. So I remember when we got here together, and now he's about to leave, and I think he's the same exact kid as far as his humbleness and his mentality. So I'm happy for him, and I wish him all the best in everything that he's about to encounter.
Well, we got to get out of here, Milan. We got to go to a break. But once again, congratulations. You make the SAV proud. Something special. And hopefully, you know, Mr. Leggett graduating, we're going to see number 80 out there a little more. So keep up the hard work. I know you work hard, and the best of luck. And hopefully you'll get another ring for another finger.
Hopefully, man. Let's do it again next year. Thank you all for all the support back home, man. I love you guys. And it means the world.
Milan, have a good one. We'll be talking when you come home.
You too. Bye-bye.
And that's Milan Richard, former Calvary Day School standout football player, now a national championship football player from Clemson University. Go Tigers. I mean, the kid's got his bling, and he's this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. Remember, you don't have to be in high school. You don't have to be in youth sports. You can be in college. Nominate somebody. Well, people, I'll tell you right now, I chose this one because this is something special, because I know the kid. I know what it means to Savannah when they have one of their own do something great. So for Dr. Bart Weatherington, remember, your back hurts. Another body part hurts all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. You just want to pick something up and throw it across the room if you can. Well, at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care, pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and, of course, achieve a healthier life. The Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic now is located in two locations, Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Come see Dr. Bart at 329 Eisenhower Drive, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays in Pooler, Georgia at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit Dr. Bart. Dr. Bart Weatherington and the gang at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic for all your chiropractic needs. I'm going to try and get PJ Zucco on quick at the end. If I can, I can. Ran a little long with the two guests in this second hour, but you just got to love it. Local kids, local guys doing great things for the SAV. You're listening to the Call of the Mossy Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, WSEG, Sports Talk Savannah.